Thank you. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and gracious Father, we give you thanks for the fruits of the earth in their season and for the labors of those who harvest them. Make us, we pray, faithful stewards of your great bounty, for the provision of our necessities and the relief of all who are in need. To the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to Israel, "For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with flowing streams, with springs and underground waters welling up in valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land where you may eat bread without scarcity, where you will lack nothing. A land whose stones are iron, and from whose hills you may mine copper. You shall eat your fill and bless the Lord your God for the good land that he has given you. Take care that you do not forget the Lord your God by failing to keep his commandments, his ordinances, and his statutes, which I am commanding you today. When you have eaten your fill and have built fine houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks have multiplied, and your silver and gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then do not exalt yourself, forgetting the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness, an arid wasteland with poisonous snakes and scorpions. He made water flow for you from flint rock and fed you in the wilderness with manna that your ancestors did not know, to humble you and to test you, and in the end, to do you good. Do not say to yourself, 'My power and the might of my own hand have gotten me this wealth.' But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power and to get wealth, so that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your ancestors, as he is doing today." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Holy joy, calling the Lord.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God, except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May we experience that love, which is no respecter of persons. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Recently, I had an opportunity to visit at length with Andy, a man I met in the hospital. Quickly, I learned that he was homeless and suffering from many chronic health issues. Our conversation was difficult at first. He was nervous and frustrated and shared a little bit too much information about his bowel habits. "No one cares about reality," he complained. "Nobody is living in reality." I waited to see if he might explain further. "People don't mean what they say. They don't really want to help. They just want to feel better about themselves." I asked if I could pull up a chair and sit for a while, and he shrugged as if to say, "Why not?" It was difficult listening to his griping, but I hung in there. Eventually, he told me that he'd been living in the woods off of Mayport Road for the last 4 years. He had lost his job, and shortly thereafter, he was evicted. As I lingered, Andy began to review his life. He spoke of his love for learning. As a young boy, he often cut class because he simply found that it wasn't challenging enough. Instead, he would spend time in the library. And though he had only finished the 7th grade, it was obvious he spent his lifetime reading voraciously. He told me about growing up in Seattle in poverty, where he took care of his younger siblings, brothers and sisters who are spread out in different parts of the country now, who have little to do with him anymore. Eventually, Andy told me about his faithful companion, Tanner, a dachshund who was with him for 10 years, both while he was housed and when he began camping. Tanner would always come looking for him. One day, while Andy was waiting at a bus stop, he saw Tanner a few blocks away, crossing the street. The next thing he knew, the dog had been hit by a car. When he ran over to talk to Tanner, it was obvious the dog would not survive his injuries. As Andy got down on his knees to tend his pup, who was barely breathing, Tanner looked at him and somehow managed to wave his tail. To Tanner, Andy was not a homeless derelict. He was a loving companion, a loyal and faithful friend. There were times in our conversation when Andy complained that no one is interested in helping him. I started to mention various nonprofits at the beaches that assist the homeless and the poor, but I bit my tongue. I realized that he knew more about those services than I did. Folks who have been hanging on the edge of life for some time grow weary of being told what we think they need to do. Like you and I, they long for an independence that includes a sense of agency to make choices and determine the course of their lives. Throughout our visit, Andy kept returning obsessively to the idea that if he only had a computer, then everything would work out okay. Honestly, it sounded a little crazy to me, but finally I asked, "It sounds like a computer is really important. What do you imagine that would do for you?" He paused for a moment to gather his thoughts. "If I had a computer," he explained, "I could be here, communicating with someone at a distance, someone who could not see me or make judgments about me. If I had a computer, then we would be equal." As I sat and listened to that stranger, he took me to church. The power of his story connected us. As I rose to leave, Andy took my hand. "I hope one day we'll have the chance to meet again." In that moment, I saw Christ in his face, and his words blessed me. The Thanksgiving before last, I mentioned my mother's faith tradition, the Moravian Church, which values the idea of a shared meal as a sacred time of fellowship. But this visit with Andy called to mind another Moravian tradition. In the cemetery at Home Moravian Church, all the grave markers are the same size, showing that we are all equal in the eyes of God. And rather than standing upright, the stones lie flat as a symbol of humility before God, the great I Am. In our Old Testament lesson, Moses is speaking to the Israelites 40 years after the original covenant. He wants them to remember God as the source of all life. He wants them to remain humble and to teach their children this truth. We cannot love God without being grateful. We cannot love God without giving thanks for all that we are, for all that we have and all that we experience. We cannot love God without really seeing our neighbor in good times and bad. I want to tell you now about Robert, one of our more active Church Without Walls members, who happens to be spending Thanksgiving in jail. A few weeks ago, Robert took care of some unfinished business, knowing that it would involve spending 2 or 3 weeks behind bars. We're holding him in prayer and grateful that he'll be with us for the last weeks of Advent and for Christmas. For our stewardship season, Robert wrote this account of his church experience. "I am a homeless man. I guess I am the epitome of a homeless man. I live in a tent in the woods with my dog, Baby Girl, and we take care of each other, literally. My church is the Church Without Walls, mainly because I have felt the presence of the Holy Spirit there. I still do. That's why I go to everything, Sunday service and 2 Bible studies each week. The people you meet there are real, good and bad. We are like a big, weird family. We have something in common, though. We are all seeking to be closer to God. We are studying the Word. We are doing our best to love one another, just as Jesus said we're all supposed to do. In the 10th chapter of Deuteronomy, Moses tells the Israelites that their hearts are in need of circumcision. Selfishness and self-righteousness must be cut away in order to reveal the heart of God. He tells them this God of gods shows no partiality and takes no bribes. This God executes justice for the orphan and widow and calls his people, who have been strangers themselves, to love the stranger in their midst, to feed and clothe those in need. To experience the heart of God, we must be willing to touch suffering in ourselves and in others, because that is where Christ is found. For everything that we experience and everything that we are, may we remember to give God thanks and praise. Amen.
Let us give thanks to God, our Father, for all his gifts so freely bestowed upon us.
For the beauty and wonder of your creation in earth and sky and sea.
We thank you, Lord.
For all that is gracious in the lives of men and women, revealing the image of Christ.
We thank you, Lord.
For our daily food and drink, our homes and families, and our friends.
We thank you, Lord.
For minds to think, and hearts to love, and hands to serve.
We thank you, Lord.
For health and strength to work, and leisure to rest and play.
We thank you, Lord.
For the brave and courageous, who are patient in suffering and faithful in adversity.
We thank you, Lord.
For all valiant seekers after truth, liberty, and justice.
We thank you, Lord.
For the communion of saints in all times and places.
We thank you, Lord.
Above all, we give you thanks for the great mercies and promises given to us in Christ Jesus our Lord.
To him be praise and glory, with you, O Father, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated. Happy Thanksgiving. It's so good to give thanks at church today and to join in the ultimate Thanksgiving banquet, which is the Holy Eucharist. I'm so glad you're here this today. And thank you, Beth Choflat. What a remarkable priest she is. As many of you know, Beth has started this incredible ministry called the Church Without Walls. They actually worship in the diocesan parking lot every Sunday, and it's just grown and grown in her ministry to the homeless, and to many others. It's just full of the Holy Spirit. So when we pass the plates today, the offering was going to go to the Church Without Walls, and I hope that you will be generous in contributing to Beth's incredible ministry. One of the things that I love about church is to provide a Thanksgiving meal on Thanksgiving for all of people who may not have family in town or may have lost a loved one or just want to gather. So all of you are invited to a big feast in Tolliver Hall right after this service. We ask for a $5 donation if you can. If you can't, that's fine. But it's always this beautiful spread, so I hope you'll join us. Don't forget, next Sunday is the first Sunday of Advent, the beginning of the Christian year. We're going to be making Advent wreaths, so join us at 10 o'clock to do that. There's no classes, no Sunday school that day, because we're all going to make Advent wreaths. That evening, we have one of the most beautiful evensongs of the Christian year called Advent Procession. The choir actually moves around the sanctuary singing. So that is extraordinary candlelit service. And afterwards, we're going to have an open house
and an alternative Christmas market in our newly renovated lobby with wine and cheese. Also, don't forget the Christmas pageant is coming. All children are welcome to be part of it, from tiny little ones up to teenagers. That will be on December 21st at 9 o'clock, and there's a rehearsal on Saturday at 10, the day before. Walk in love as Christ loved us, and he gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. And that is the greatest thing to be thankful for. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise.
Glory to you forever and ever.
At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile Earth, our island home. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another. Again and again, you called us to return. Through prophets and sages, you revealed your righteous law, and in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son, born of a woman, to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace. And therefore, we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope, to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. And so, Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate his death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming. Lord God of our fathers and mothers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Risen Lord, be known to us in the breaking of the bread. Accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great High Priest, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit, your Church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for you. You are the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us say together the general thanksgiving, which is found on the final page of your bulletin. Accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, for the wonder of life, and for the mystery of love. We thank you for the blessing of family and friends, and for the loving care which surrounds us on every side. We thank you for setting us at tasks which demand our best efforts, and for leading us to accomplishments which satisfy and delight us. We thank you also for those disappointments and failures that lead us to acknowledge our dependence on you alone. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the truth of his word and the example of his life, for his steadfast obedience by which he overcame temptation, for his dying through which he overcame death, and for his rising to life again, in which we are raised to the life of your kingdom. Grant us the gift of your Spirit, that we may know him and make him known, and through him, at all times and in all places, may give thanks to you in all things. Amen. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.